And welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be learning about the life of a fellow that used to be here in town. He was big involved in sports. His name was Tex Madison. We'll talk to his three children right after this word from one of our great sponsors at Jess FM.
Are you shopping for a new home, wanting to start your own business, or curious about investing in real estate? With a wide variety of loan types available, the Citizens National Bank staff will assist in finding what loan product is best for you. From application to loan closing, we'll be with you every step of the way. Since 1920, we have been serving the people of South Central Kentucky. Conveniently located in the Keene Center in Nicholasville, Citizens National Bank is here to serve you. Citizens National Bank, moving forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things. In thinking about introducing this show, it dawned on me that it's going to sound like I'm getting ready to tell some folklore story. Because today we're going to talk about a man named James, a big, tall, long drink of water who was called Tex. And then it hit me. Sounds like a Western. But anyway, James Madison was not only one of our presidents, he was a member of our community. And more people knew him as Tex Madison than they did as James, I would think. Today, with me in the studio, are three children that Tex lovingly raised, and we're glad to have them all here today. We have Kathy Cobb, Monty Knetzer, and Mike Madison. So I've got them all. And we even have his son-in-law, Tommy Cobb, who is sitting in the corner drinking buttermilk and asleep. We won't bother him too awful much, but at his age, you just do that. So we're gonna talk today about Tex and his life and what he meant to this community. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
A lot of people knew Tex in a lot of different ways in this county because his involvement in sports was very prevalent. But then he worked with a group of people who not necessarily were involved with sports. And that was a whole different ball game. We're going to get into that in just a moment also. But let's start, I guess, with whoever wants to start. Let's start talking about Tex and that how he entered this world. Tell me who his parents were, where he was from, maybe a little background on that. Kathy, you going to do that?
Sure. His parents were Glenn Madison and Lucille Madison. His dad was a Nazarene pastor, mm-hmm. and he was born in Nashville, Tennessee, and had two brothers and two sisters.
One little sister that passed away.
So, and his dad had a church there in Nashville, is that correct?
He had actually had a church here too, yeah. also, but he did have a church in Nashville,
okay.
and then that's how.
Oh, that's how they got here.
Yes, they had a church at
Nazarene
Church.
How did that happen? That he would have one here and one 4 hours away in another town.
Well, he traveled.
He was a traveling minister.
Yeah,
okay.
They were
evangelists. That makes sense.
They were in Nashville and Alabama. And
they went everywhere.
Yeah, they did lots of old tent revivals. And
oh, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. cool. All right, so he is born into this family, this with a pastor and four siblings, one who passed, you said, as young. Tell us a little bit about him, if you know, his early life. Now, I know he was involved in sports a lot. Was he always involved in sports? Did he like sports as a kid? Do you know that?
He played football at Moorhead University and then played at Georgetown College, uh-huh. where he graduated. He was a KA at Georgetown and yeah. played football there.
So had the whole family already moved to Kentucky by the time he's in college?
They were actually living in Texas when he went to Georgetown.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, okay, we got to figure that out. So they're in Nashville. He's born in Nashville, mm-hmm. but they end up in Texas.
They moved mm-hmm. around.
Okay, so he would just preach everywhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then he gets to Kentucky. They eventually do end up in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, he came back. He went to high school in Lexington.
He went to Lafayette High School.
Oh, really?
He went to Lafayette,
mm-hmm. okay.
yes.
Okay, all right. So he kind of knew our area.
Yes.
Even as at that age, mm-hmm. as a high schooler. He was in Texas with his parents, is that correct?
And they moved here. Yes.
But then he and your mother were back in Texas at some point.
Once I was born. Right. Monty and I were both born in Texas.
Okay.
Yes.
But prior to that, he goes to college. And you tell me that he plays football, you said?
Played football.
I don't know that I ever knew he played football. I was always associating him with softball and you know, things like that.
But he played basketball and football.
Yeah,
well, I can understand the basketball. Because for those that didn't know Tex was, what, 6'3", 4"? He was tall.
6'5".
Five?
Yeah.
He's a big old fella.
Yeah.
but I wouldn't have thought of football.
Yep, he played football at Georgetown.
Georgetown. At what point did he meet your mother?
At Georgetown College.
Okay, she was a student there also?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she is from originally?
She's from North Carolina, from Asheville, North
Carolina.
How
did she make it over here?
She came there to school because her sister had gone there on a chorus, on a music scholarship. And so she went to the same school as her sister.
So she decided to go to the same school. And these two met.
Right.
So they meet, they get married. He's going to school for what?
He is a PE teacher at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they, at that point, they moved to Texas. He did not finish his degree at that time.
Yeah.
They met and married and moved to Texas.
Well, they didn't move down there just to have you. I mean, they went for some reason,
no,
right?
No, they went down there for a job.
For a job?
Yeah, he went down there for a job.
Now, it had nothing to do with PE?
His sister lived there.
Okay.
And it was Austin, Texas, and they moved there.
Okay.
And that's where they had Monty and I.
Okay. So, as far as his involvement of what we know, me know, and people my age know, the sports to that point was basically college sports.
Right.
And that was it.
Yes.
He had played. Okay.
I think he did. I think he played in high school.
He played football in high school.
In high school.
Okay. He played basketball, and then I think he said he played 1 year of football, and then he tried out at Georgetown, actually.
Amazing.
he got all his teeth knocked out. And he said he thinks that's the only reason they kept him, because they had to
they had investment in him.
Yes.
Yeah, they couldn't let him go by this time. Wow. If he hadn't have got hurt, he probably wouldn't have played at all, would he?
According to him, that's what it was.
Gosh. All right, so he and your mother end up in Texas. Now, before he's down there doing some kind of work, before we get into any more about that and moving, they decide to have a family. And that's when you came along, correct?
Yes.
You were the firstborn, and you were born in Texas.
Right.
Then they decided, well, that worked good. Let's have another one. And Monty, is that correct? You came along.
Yes.
A year later.
You were born down there, too, a year later.
Yep.
Is that right? Before I go too far to the what we call the surprise over here, tell us, Kathy, a little bit about you. I want to know what you've been doing. Tell me about, brag on your family, because I know you're very proud of, we have to talk about your husband because he's here, but especially those two boys.
I married Tommy Cobb.
Yes, you did.
And we have two boys, Grant and Jared, and Jared teaches at West Middle, and Grant lives in Nashville, and he's a financial advisor.
Now, Grant, which one's married?
Jared.
Jared is
married to Morgan.
Right.
Morgan McCanley.
And McCanley, she is a niece to John Branscombe,
I think.
Is he the one that flies?
No, Grant flies.
Grant, the one that's in Nashville.
Yes.
Grant flies.
He's the one that got the pilot's license.
Yes.
I'm proud of that, because I've often told my kids, if I could go back in time, and I know that people say you can do it whenever you want. Yeah, okay. If I could go back in time, one of the things I would do when I was young was that. I would learn how to fly. I just think that's the coolest thing in the world to be able to do that. So, any grandkids yet?
No.
No, okay.
We do not have grandkids.
And what are you?
Granddogs. That's all.
Well, you know, we know Tommy's with Town Square Bank. What have you been doing lately?
This is my 22nd year at Warner Elementary.
Really? 22 years?
Yep.
Well, you've seen some changes, haven't you?
I sure have.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Sis over here? Tell me a little bit about what you've been up to. You have children?
I do.
Okay, I want you to brag about them at whenever you
feel. I
have
three children, Jake and Calvin and Allie, and I have six grandkids.
Do you really?
I do. Yes, I do. So we stay busy, but they're a lot of fun. And I'm not currently working. The last time I worked, it was several years ago.
Yeah.
Before I'd gotten sick.
Yeah.
But I was a nurse at Brookside. That's about it.
All right.
Been sick.
So you're in Texas, but there is a point in the lives of Tex and your mom when they decide we need to go back to Kentucky or some reason. What brought them back?
Monty and I at that time were, 5 and 6 years old, I think,
when we
moved to Lexington to Bradford Circle,
But again, I think it was his work, a job.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
He found something up here. And, of course, this was somewhat home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he graduated high school. He'd been to college around this area.
And he was selling stock then.
Okay. Oh, was he? Man, he had several different occupations, didn't he?
He did all kind of different stuff.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me one of the neatest stories, and I didn't know about it. This is one of the reasons that I have enjoyed doing this program, is because I have interviewed a lot of people, a lot of them who I've known for years, but I have learned things that I didn't know that are really cool. And you were telling me a story about Harold. Now, there's a gentleman in our community, used to be a Knoxville policeman. He's now works for the Sheriff's Department. His name's Harold Barlow. And I always knew that there was the connection there. I knew that he was considered the son, but I never knew the story. And it is one of the neatest stories that I've heard. Tell us that story about how Harold came into the family. And that was prior to you, Mike, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Monty and I were, I guess, 5 and 6, and we lived in Lexington, and it was Christmas, and Daddy and Mama both thought that we had too many presents underneath the tree, so Daddy wanted to go to the Methodist home to get a child for Christmas.
Just to bring home a child. Share a holiday.
And back then, you could do
share
that.
The
oh,
yeah,
really?
Share the wealth.
And you, yeah. And
share
you
that just, $50.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, but back then, that was a lot of money, yeah. You basically go and you say, okay, we want to have a young man, a young girl, whatever, to come to our home and spend the holidays and enjoy a family.
Right.
Just
exactly.
For a day or two. That's
right.
What it was.
That's what
right.
We were going to do, just
okay.
For the day or two.
Okay.
And then Monty and I remember being so excited. It was like that was our Christmas present.
Yes.
We couldn't wait for him to get there.
We jumped on his back.
Really?
We did.
He was 12
we
years
got
old.
So he was older, twice
he was
12. Older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was he about 2 times older than you?
Yes.
Yeah. So this was a big brother coming
yes.
in.
And he ended up, he came Christmas and came a few holidays, and we moved to Scott County to a farm, and he came with us and has been with us ever since. Mom and Daddy, you know, he's always been
Isn't
with us.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep. I mean, he's our brother.
That is, that's yeah. truly amazing. And it is all because your parents just wanted to do something good for somebody and ultimately did the best thing they could ever do for him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in this community, if you're listening, we're talking about dirt. Yeah, you know who we're talking about. Now you know who we're talking about. Harold Barlow. All right, so they have this family in Scott County, and they've got 2 daughters, and they now have a son. But
and then we get a surprise.
Yeah,
and
you
the
always
best thing ever.
Yeah, that was better than that $50 gift under the Christmas tree. What year did Mike show up?
76.
Yeah, and how were you?
Kevin. I was 12.
So what'd you think?
Oh,
you found
my
out we're going to have, not only
so
did we get
we
a,
were thrilled.
You got a big brother. We're going to have a little brother
yes.
now.
Yes. We had a baby. It was like Monty and I had a doll that we played
yep.
with.
Carried him around all the time.
Yep. He was our, we took care of him. And yeah, it was fun.
Now, where were you born? Were you born in Georgetown, or were they?
I lived out there for
out there.
6 months,
yeah,
and then we moved.
Okay. Then that's when we moved here in 76. Right. He was only 6 months old, I think.
Well, before we go back to Jessamine County, what are you up to now? And tell me about your family.
Not married or anything yet.
Yeah.
I was, but thankfully not anymore.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
And don't have any kids. Lived down in Myrtle Beach for... Well, not the past 15 years, and I've been home for almost 3.
Yeah.
I'm working for Windstream Communications.
Oh, really?
Doing service work, installation, phone lines, and all that. So.
Good. So you're 6 months old, you're 12, you're 11, Monty. Harold is, oh my gosh, what's Harold, 18, 17, 18 years old by now? At this time?
Because I remember
he was
when
in
Harold
high school
went to,
playing in Scott County.
Yeah,
okay.
He was in high school.
Yeah. Basketball.
Yeah.
And something brought them to Jessamine County. That's when we finally ended up with Tex here, right? Was it a job?
Pretrial.
So that was his first
he
venture into
that. He was the
first
pretrial officer in Jessamine County. It used to be a bail bondsman.
Bail bondsman,
and
yeah.
He was the first pretrial officer.
Because that was back in the day when it's not like today's system. Today's system, you pay a bond, it goes to the court, and da-da-da-da-da. Back then, he kind of was one that made all that decision, and you'd pay him, and it was just...
Right.
Some states still have bail bondsmen,
yeah.
but
yeah.
Kentucky did away with that system and called it pretrial.
Right.
What made him decide to get into that?
Well, my mother was working in Frankfort, and her boss had told her about this job in Jessamine County, and
he thought he'd try.
Yeah, thought he'd try something different.
Everything else.
Well, that's what I started to say. From what you all said, it sounded like he was not afraid to try anything at all new because he'd done so many different jobs. At the time he came over here, because we want to tie this all together, was he still involved in some kind of sports?
He was always in money. He was playing softball then.
Oh, right. And see, that's what I remember, Tex. Yes. But I'm assuming, did Harold get into sports and did you?
I mean, yes.
Yeah, Harold played softball a lot with Daddy. And then as I, you know, as I came up from 6 years old on, he was coaching all my, you know,
so he was a typical sports dad. He was involved with. Did you guys ever play? You two girls?
He had us on a volleyball team. Yeah. We played volleyball.
That's right. Yeah, we played co-ed volleyball. That was fun.
Co-ed volleyball and co-ed softball. And
cool.
He had us in because he was on the recreation department board for 25 years.
When he came here, and I don't remember, what year was that when you moved here?
We moved here in 76.
Did we have a Parks and Recreation Board at that time? Do you all remember?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering if was he instrumental in getting that going? Because he did serve with them for how many years?
25 years.
25 years.
Mm-hmm. He was on that board.
And he has been deceased, what, 15? No.
It's 15.
15?
Yeah, 15 mm-hmm. years. And
that's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So he had to be on the ground floor of,
I think so,
of when they got all that together.
Mm-hmm. He also refereed high school basketball. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah, and refereed, you know, the league stuff, but he refereed. Mm-hmm. I traveled around with him, watching games all over the place, traveling.
He came here to be pretrial, and he was pretrial then, wasn't he? Was that his, and you pointed out, that's right, because we had the district, which so it wasn't just Jessamine County. He was dealing with Garrett
and Lincoln.
And Lincoln also. And basically, folks, if you don't know what we're talking about with pretrial, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
pretrial basically is the person who deals with somebody once they're arrested, they're brought into the jail. It has to do with their bond, how much it's going to be to get out, all that kind of stuff. It even goes on further than that, even after conviction and stuff like that. They're dealing with the incarcerated people and people who are out mm-hmm. but are still on parole and that kind of stuff. Did he do that until his death, until he couldn't work?
He died in 2003, and he retired from that in 2002.
Okay.
So he was, yes, he did it until until he got sick.
Did he enjoy it? I guess he did.
He did.
Yeah.
He really liked it.
That was a great job.
Mm-hmm. So he found his, maybe not his dream job, but he found the job.
Yeah. His niche,
In his life.
He was really good at it, yes.
But he was so involved in the community. Now, Tex was not only in a pretrial, he was not only involved in sports, he was also city commissioner here for a few terms, I think. I know he was, I just don't know how long, but I know he was for a few terms.
I think it was maybe three terms or four terms. Or three, he was mayor pro tem also at one time.
The best I can remember, I know he was under, was not under, but he was with Sammy Corman when Sam was mayor. Would he have been with Jim Mason or Billy Lockridge? Was it only Sam?
I'm confident that he served with Jim Mason. And part of the reason I think he was confident he served with Jim was that, and I'm going to digress a little bit, but he talked to me about Bell Place, the subdivision. Mm-hmm. A plat was brought in front of them to be approved for that, you know, for the residential area. And when they brought it, you know, he wore multiple hats. But when they brought it, laid it out in front of them for the commissioners to vote on, there were two retention basins.
Uh-huh.
And so he asked the developers, he said, is there any way that we could put those two retention basins together? And they looked at him like he had, you know, something was wrong with him. He said, oh, yeah, we can, but we don't know why you'd want to do that. And he said, our community is in a real need for a soccer field. And if you could put those two retention basins together and create a soccer field for us, he said, you'll get my vote. And the other city commissioners and mayor spoke up and said, yeah, if you can do that, you'll get our vote too. And I believe that Mayor Mason...
Well, the park is named for him.
It is.
The soccer field.
Yes.
Right. But I believe he was the mayor at that time. Mm-hmm. That's how we got that. Tex was instrumental in bringing that.
Wow.
He had the vision to see that there was going to be a need. And he was one of the... He actually formed Jessamine Youth Soccer Association with others. But he was one of those initial visionary people that brought that in.
And what's interesting about that, Tommy, as far as I know, because you've not mentioned it, any of you, he didn't play soccer. He was never really involved in soccer.
All he knew was he had to kick the ball in the net. But And he went out looking for some kids to play that he thought were good athletes.
That's amazing. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think that was with Jim. And folks, if you're wondering where that is, we always like to reference places for those people who are newer to our community. Just go out the road past Lowe's and right past, across the road, right across the road, you'll see the James C. Mason soccer field there, and it's perfect. In fact, with that thought, there's a lot of other places I can think of in the community that could have been done the same way if they'd had the foresight to do it.
Something else that was interesting about Daddy was he was a black belt in karate.
Didn't know that.
Yes. What degree? Like a high degree.
All the time.
On you? Did you say that like you were the practice dummy.
I mean, he used to spar at tournaments in Lexington.
Really?
And he did really well. He competed in tournaments. Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. And he got us into it. Monty and I also, we got our brown belt in karate because of Daddy.
I did too.
Yeah. And Michael.
You're kidding. No. You married a karate woman. You're a brave man over here.
When I married her, she didn't have her brown belt. I guess she felt like she needed it after she married me.
You two are brown. Did you get into it?
Yes, he got his too.
Yeah.
Yes. But Daddy was a really good black belt.
That
he was very good.
That's amazing.
Of course, as tall as he was, and you know,
I mean,
you wouldn't want to mess with him.
Exactly. I mean, he could just reach his arm out and hit somebody 10 feet away.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what year before I forget? What year did he and Sandy marry?
They married in 1989.
Okay, and they were married at his death.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Tex developed some health problems there at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, and took a toll on him.
Mm-hmm.
Took a hard toll on him. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he spent a long time in the hospice center, best I can remember.
Yes.
And I think it's St. Joe?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
A couple of months he was there.
I know before that, though, we were privileged to be able to honor him out at the City County Park. Now, folks, when you go to the fairgrounds, to your right, way to your right, up on the hill, and if you come around Miles Road, you'll see them right there. There's some ball fields. And that's where a lot of the softball games through Parks and Rec was played, men's, women, co-ed, whatever. But that's where it was all held. He played a lot of games up there, didn't
we? All had jobs. We
kept score.
Kept score.
Yep.
And
got fired.
Yes.
Did all that.
We did all that.
What year was that when we did the
That was in April of 2003. And we haven't mentioned this, but you know, Tex brought sanctioned leagues through Parks and Rec. You know, as part of that, and part of that was to you know, it gave teams that participated in our local leagues the opportunity to move on to state tournaments, national tournaments, even world tournaments. But it also created discipline, you know, and so there were formal rules to follow by a sanctioning body. But he was the USSSA regional director over the Great Lakes Division.
Yeah.
And so he was part of that as well. I was just thinking about all the people that he coached and, you know, and that looked up to him. You know, Doodle Peel and Anthony Horton were like sons to him, and David Thomas and all the, you know, an
Joe
attorney
Walker
here in town, and Joe Walker and Steve Walker and all these guys, you know, they were so tight. They were just like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he reached down to the youth, you know. I know he was, you know, he coached with Matt Deshaun in Jessamine Youth Basketball League, you know, and he was involved in church league softball and church league, you know, so he was a big kid.
Yeah.
And a lot, but he had a lot of wisdom and a lot of guidance, and he took advantage of those opportunities in coaching to provide his wisdom and guidance
to those young children.
Yeah.
What was his reaction? I was honored to be able to MC that particular. Well, they named the field for him. It's basically, and they had the sign up and all.
He cried.
Was
yeah.
He was just so pleased, and that made him. That put him on a 2-week high. That it just like he rallied because he, you know,
he was sick at the time.
He was very sick.
In fact, they had him in a wheelchair.
Yes, he couldn't miss.
He got up and pitched. Do you remember that?
Yes, he did.
That gave him such an adrenaline rush. And Kathy and I talked. there was no medicine that could have done for him what happened.
It was the neatest, and all of his players were there.
Right. There was a big crowd, and a lot of people came out. And we lined.
With.
Best I can remember, did we run them up first and third base or something? And they were just, it was a lot of people.
Yes. Yep. And it just really, really touched him.
Yeah.
And I remember, Doug, you asking, if you played or participated in a sport with Tex, please come out here. And they stopped the leagues, and they all came, and they, you're right.
Yeah.
They were lined up completely down the baselines.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they did.
It was neat.
All right, I'm going to ask you the hardest question you'll have all day long from each, and two of you are going to get the advantage because you're going to get to hear the other one answer first. If you had to use one word to describe Tex Madison, what would it be?
I would, just one word, I only get one word, family.
All right. How about you, son?
Yeah, honestly, that's about as, with one word, family.
Yeah.
That's what he was all about.
Monty, indifferent?
I would just say love.
And it all ties in.
Yes.
And it doesn't just tie into you guys. You know, Tommy just talked about how all these former players recognized and came out and showed up. That was all love, too.
Yeah.
I mean, his feeling for those people, whether it be the refereeing, whether it be the coaching, in whatever level or whatever sport. He did it because he loved it, but he also did it because he wanted to show those kids a good time. He wanted to give them some guidance. He wanted to help to mold them and form them, and that's all, of course.
And like Tommy said, he was a kid himself.
Yeah.
He really was. He enjoyed all of that so much.
He loved us all being together.
Yeah.
He created things, vacations and things for us to just all go together. That's what he liked to do.
And something that a lot more families should do.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right now. Well, it's hard for me to believe when we saw each other outside and you first came in that the time that has passed, you said he passed in 2003. Gosh, where has it gone? It doesn't seem possible. But the impact that he had, you know, often on this program we have talked with different people about the fact that people in the world, any of us, all of us sitting in this room and everybody listening, there will be somebody in this world who will have been impacted by something you did or said, and it could have been 40 years ago. And the cool thing is you won't even know it. And Tex has done that. Tex is impacted people who still walk in our community today who may now be coaching and refereeing their own kids or grandkids. And because of what he did and what he showed, it has continued to filter down. And Tex doesn't even know about it. Well, he probably does. But, you know, it just goes to prove that when you act or react in your life, you just don't know how it's going to affect somebody else on down the road. So for that, of course, you absolutely want to be proud, and you want to be proud of him, and I know you are. Tommy, do you have something to add there before?
You know, you just said that, and that is so true. You know, and Trim Masters was a factory that, you know, Tex was involved in economic development, and he literally, you know, I remember him talking about, he said, I'm on the verge of trying to bring in a factory that could bring as much as 300 jobs here.
Right.
And I said, well, who? I can't say. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, don't. But he said, this is going to be big for us.
Yeah.
And so, and what you just talked about, the impact, I mean, he and the others got behind this and brought that in. So anybody that ever drew a paycheck from Trim Masters in Jessamine County while they were here, he was a big part of that.
Well, I sure appreciate our time, believe it or not, has gone, but I appreciate you guys coming in and helping us to remember Tex Madison as people knew him. James H.?
James Howard.
Howard. I knew it was an H, but I didn't know what it stood for.
Passed that on to Michael.
Yeah. Oh, you got the Howard now?
Yeah. Howard's my middle name. That was always growing up. Howard the Duck was popular. So that.
Well, you know what? My first name is Howard, and my middle name is Douglas, and that sounds like duck, doesn't it? So that kind of fits me, too. But I do appreciate you all coming in and remembering Tex Madison and all those people listening out there. If you knew him, you understand what we're talking about. If you didn't, you missed something, of course. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My thanks to the three children of Tex Madison for coming in today and talking about his life and what he meant to our community. I appreciate you coming in also and sharing your time with us here on All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next Saturday at 11. Also, remember, I'm here every weekday morning. Get you up and going on the Doug Fain Show from 6 to 8 a.m. at Jess FM 105.9.